The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, our technology correspondent Jess Kelly with me for the tech takeover. Before we get to TLDR, Jess, Spotify unwrapped out today. All of our listening habits laid bare before the world. So
this is one of the best marketing
isn't it very clever?
Executions in the world. I have to say, though, we're only at 5:30. I'm already sick of seeing it all over my social media feed. People are only dying to show how cool or crap
I would wager there's people out there who want to listen to certain songs all year and refuse to listen to them because they're trying to curate the perfect Spotify Wrapped. I bet you there are.
I gave a warning on my show 3 weeks ago to tell people they had 3 weeks to fix their music taste so that their Spotify Wrapped wouldn't be cringe.
What is yours? Is yours cringe?
It is cringe.
Go on.
Well, no, it's not cringe. So my most listened to song this year was Too Sweet by Hozier.
Okay.
I listen to that every single day. My most listened to artist, and I'm quite upset by it because it's not reflective of who and what I am, is Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah?
And I think the reason is because I took my niece to see her during the summer when she was here, and I kind of felt like it would be wasteful to go to the gig and not know the songs.
Yes.
But I clearly ended up loving it because I listened to it enough so that she's my most listened to artist. So there are some absolute clangers in the mix. But it's a nice thing to look back on. Look at you having a great time.
Well, I was trying to find mine. My top song, right? My top song is Animals. And you know what I was just doing there? I was Googling who actually sings that song. I didn't know who it was.
Who is it?
Because Maroon 5. Yeah. So my Spotify is a mixture, or Wrapped, is a mixture of kind of what my kids pick on the way to school.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And what I want to listen to. So see if you can work out who has picked what. Number one song is Animals, which I've just learned is by Maroon 5. Number two, Shut Up and Dance. Who's that by?
I don't know, but that is a poppy song.
Three, Poncho and Lefty. Oh, that's a great song, Poncho and Lefty.
You're so old.
Four, Rhinestone Cowboy. Five, Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So you got two of the five.
I got three, Poncho and Lefty.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
I thought that was some like modern song.
No, that's Willie Nelson.
Oh, is it?
Great song, Poncho and Lefty. Yeah, I think we might play a bit of it on the show today, actually. Bit more Willie Nelson. I've been lobbying hard for more Willie Nelson on this show for about 5 years now.
Do you remember we went to that drive and you sang at me?
I do. Anyway, we will park my singing for a moment. TLDR, too long didn't read. What is it this week, Jess?
This is an interesting story and it comes from Spain. A panel of experts is proposing that smartphones that are sold in the country will have a warning on them, a health warning, similar to what we have on cigarette packs. They are advising that they have them on smartphones sold in the country, but also a whole host of pretty strict rules and regulations. So minors under the age of 13 would have to limit their amount of screen time as much as possible. Kids between the age of 6 and 12 would have dumb phones if they so need. And under the age of 6, kids should only be allowed to have any access to screen time on an exceptional basis.
I sometimes think I'd love a dumb phone.
Would you?
Yeah, I do. But then WhatsApp is the killer. I could live without everything else, I think, on my phone most of the time.
Okay, well, let's challenge you, because there are dumb phones now where you can put WhatsApp on, but the camera would be shocking. You wouldn't be able to pair your Strava or anything like that. So we can test it if you want.
Yeah, okay. I'm willing to undergo that test. But back to this story.
Yes.
So there's a few issues, like you can see with this. Well, the health warnings. Health warnings work on cigarette packets because every time you want a cigarette, you see a picture of a cancerous lung.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often do people buy a new phone? Once every 3 years, maybe? So you see it for about 5 seconds every 3 years.
And then move on with your life. No.
Yeah.
Another recommendation, though, is that warnings would pop up on the device.
Oh, I see.
So if you're using, say if you've been on your phone for 8 hours of screen time today.
Yeah, sorry. I follow someone on Twitter and every now and then it's a doom scroller thing and it just says, "Are you doom scrolling?"
Yeah, and they're so
something
useful.
Like that.
It's that little trigger in your brain to go, "Oh, hang on, how long have I been doing
this?"
I am
doom scrolling.
And it's awful. But I think this is really interesting, particularly because it comes pretty soon after Australia has passed legislation in relation to under 16s on social media. So now under 16s won't be allowed on social media platforms in the country, which is a massive leap. And I think what we're finally starting to see now is proper action being taken. But the question I have is, how far is too far? How will it all be policed? And also, do we run the risk here of losing some of the benefits of technology and young people?
Yeah, like what?
Well, like for me, and I think I've said this before, but like I wasn't the most academic kid in school, right? I wasn't the star player or anything like that on any of the teams. What I was good at was, and this is really dorky, but I digitized the school library. So I was the kid who was given a special ucker for Laurel and Clochie Sagantha Shifosan Shin. And I'd go in, I'd type in the title of every book, I'd scan the IBAN, I'd put a sticker on it, and that system still exists today. But that was a project that I was given. I was given the autonomy to engage with technology, and it's something that helped me find my confidence. It made me feel responsible, and it also taught me how to interact with technology. That they're like three things that are still fundamental to who and what I am today. And I think if you're a young person and if you don't fit in any of the obvious baskets in school, technology can be a new way to unleash it. So if you are someone who's very good at coding, maybe you're good at digital art, that there are so many different ways that technology can be beneficial.
But you're not limiting access to technology. You're limiting access to a particular type of technology. Well, like you did all of that without a smartphone. There's nothing to stop any of these kids learning how to code or digitizing the library or doing us anything on any of these other things without a smartphone.
But this is the point that I think we need to address and flesh out a little bit is this: in the case of Spain, there's specific mentions to screen time and limiting screen time of any kind. So I think, look, we all know the dangers of social media. We all know the horrible sides and the scary sides. I think a bit of time has to be given to what we'd lose if we cut it out entirely. Now, I'm sure people will be up in arms at me saying that and say, surely it's better to keep every child safe. Obviously, I do agree. I 100% would throw my weight behind that. But there are good sides to technology. What we as adults need to do is figure out how to police it, how to put boundaries in place, and how to respond if and when something goes wrong. I think the loss of technology and screen time entirely from the lives of our young people would be detrimental.
Okay, so that's your TLDR, this kind of sense that there is a kind of, I guess there's a kind of growing movement around the world to take much more robust action and whether it's a good thing or kind of go too far. Your tech tip, though, this week is what?
So my tech tip. Okay, so I don't know if everybody else knows this, but on Friday on the Pat Kenny Show, we did the Great Gadget Gift Guide. Pat and I had an hour of airtime to play around with.
You don't mind the toy show and all that nonsense.
It happened,
you know, with Keelty and everything else. This is the real start of Christmas.
This is the real one. So if you didn't see it, if you didn't hear it, you can watch it back in full on YouTube right now. Just search for News Talk. We had gifts for pretty much every price bracket. I think the cheapest was $8.79.
What was that?
That was what I'm going to tell you about in a quick second.
Oh, right, okay.
And the most expensive was €500. So there's something
what
for
everyone.
What
was the most expensive?
It was Dyson headphones. They're called, I think
Dyson, that's in this the vacuum cleaners.
Correct.
They make headphones.
They make headphones. They're at my desk. I'll show you now in a second.
Okay.
They are gorgeous. They're quite heavy. They're very luxurious. They're so comfortable. But they were just one of the products that we mentioned. So if you missed it, head on over. There is something for everyone and it'll help you with your Christmas shopping.
All right. So what is your tech rec then?
This was the cheapest thing on our gift guide. This is a smart plug, right?
Okay.
And the idea is I bought these online. You can buy them in pairs or in sets or just buy one. What my recommendation is for everybody, get one of these and put your Christmas tree light plug into this plug.
Okay.
Plug it into the wall then, pair it with your phone, and you'll be able then to control the Christmas tree turning on, turning off the lights.
Oh, without climbing in underneath it.
Without knocking the whole tree
over. The slidey thing you do, like a kind of a marine or something.
Exactly. So you can turn it off either just with your phone, or if you have a smart assistant, you can yell at the smart assistant to do it. For less than a tenner, it'll save rows, it'll save knocking over the tree, it'll save the needles. 100% get on it.
All right. Where do you buy them?
So I bought mine from Amazon. There are smart ones that you can buy in the likes of Currys, Harvey Norman, DID, but the one that I bought
They're all a smart plug and probably all in and around the same price bracket.
Yeah, indeed. So anywhere from sort of $8.79 up to £15.
Good advice as always from Jess Kelly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.